Unit 9. A learning curve. 9.1. Happy days.
Ruth, you went to school in Wales. What kind of school did you go to?
I went to a comprehensive school, which was just around the corner from me, so it was really near. It took me 5 minutes to get to school every morning. I could wake up at 10 to 9 and be in assembly at 9 o'clock. What I didn't like about our school really was, well, it was one particular subject, and that was geography. And I think the only reason I didn't like it was because of the teacher I had. And his name was Mr. James. And he just seemed to really hate children. I don't even know why he was a teacher. He had no time at all for us. And used to look at us with such scorn. And I can remember dreading his lessons so much because he was so nasty. I remember once going into the lesson and I just thought, I can't stick it here any longer. So I pretended to faint. And even though I did a really good job, I think I was quite convincing, he still had no sympathy for me whatsoever and just said, oh, get out of the classroom, Ruth Jones, and was just really horrible. Really, really didn't like chemistry. All those symbols and formula and things like that. And I know some people, I remember one teacher saying, but chemistry is beautiful. And I just thought he was mad. I mean, now that I'm older, I can kind of see the beauty of science and all that. But when I was like 14, I couldn't stand it. It used to make me physically ill to have to go to a chemistry lesson.
Sarah, you went to school in England. Is there one particular teacher that you remember from your school days?
Well, my Latin teacher. I mean, I undoubtedly did Latin because of Mrs. Marston, who was a completely chaotic teacher. Her passion for the subject overrode any lesson plan, so we were constantly taken off at tangents, and grammar was flung up on the blackboard, so I never understood Latin grammar. But I just adored it because of her complete passion for the subject. And also, she really enjoyed what we did, and that was another hugely important element. If we'd done little Latin plays or something, she would roar with laughter at the back of the classroom. So there was a sense that she took genuine pleasure from what we did, as well as communicating something herself.
Christine, you went to school in Scotland. What kind of school did you go to?
Well, it was a school which you went to at 5 and you stayed, all being well, until you were 18, the boys and girls. And it meant that you developed a really interesting view of boys, which changed as you got older. So when I was very little, the boys were good fun. Because I was a bit of a tomboy, they did things and played with things in the classroom that I thought were much more interesting than the things the girls played with. And then we went through a phase of ignoring the boys strenuously because they were completely beneath contempt. And I suppose that was between the ages of about 10 and a half and about 14 or 15. And then discovering that boys were awfully interesting, but not the boys in your own year group, who were utterly contemptible. Because girls and boys are so different in their development, aren't they? And a 14-year-old girl can see no merits whatsoever in a 14-year-old boy. And all the girls are gazing at the 16, 17 and 18-year-old big boys who are much more interesting. And then as we got to the end of our schooling, what in Scotland would be the 5th and the 6th year, in England would be the lower and the upper 6 years, the last 2 years. Of course, the boys had caught up, really. And we became very good friends again. All of us. And so our last 2 years at school, I think we had lovely relationships and lovely friendships, and we did lots of things together. And when we left school, we had an amazingly tearful last evening of nearly all 50 of us who'd been in the year group, of whom perhaps 30 had grown up together since they were 5. And leaving school was actually quite hard for us because, having established good relationships with the boys around us in our last 2 years, we all had long memories.
What are your strongest memories of school?
Of hating some of it. And my strongest memories are negative ones of a period in my last 2 years in primary, as it would be, 11 and 12, where our class teacher, I just loathed her. and so did almost everybody else in the class, and she was a bully. And she taught very traditionally, and it was very much the 3 R's, and we just had tests all the time. We were drilled in grammar. And she also had an uncertain temper and was a great shouter. And the tip of her nose would go white when she was really angry, and her whole face would go scarlet. And she also used the belt very freely, and I didn't approve of that. I thought it was wrong. And she used to belt people for spelling mistakes. And I'll never forget Anne Black and Alan Davidson, who couldn't spell. And they used to make spelling mistakes. And if by Friday you had 20 mistakes out of the 100, 20 a day, you got the belt in front of the class. And I just thought that was so wrong. And it never improved their spelling. I mean, years later, sixth formers still couldn't spell. And Anne Black used to get it particularly badly because she was English. Because her mother was English. And she used to spell as she sounded. And she used to create the most awful offence by spelling saw, S-O-R, rather than S-A-W. I saw it, because that's how she heard it. And she used to be victimised by Miss Ray for her English spelling. And so I really didn't like her. I just thought that the way she treated people was wrong. It wasn't with respect. It was... I don't quite know what she was doing when she bullied people, but she was a big bully. And I grew up very firmly disapproving of that way of treating children.